Cold open's going to be cold, because it is cold here.
It's frigid.
Like minus 15 today.
Oh, is that like what it will show up on your thermometer, or is that with the weird wind chill, or seems like minus 20, but it's minus 4?
That's what Donald Trump told me. Oh. So you know it's true.
He tweeted it out last night.
Yeah, minus 15 tubing, and I know for sure. I don't care what everybody else is saying. There you go. Made it political. Hello and welcome to episode 314 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is
Adam in Vancouver.
Equally frigid Vancouver and Tübingen, from what I understand.
Okay.
We nice and so snowy here. We got a lot, well, not crazy snow, but we have enough that it's covering the ground and whatnot, and got really cold, so it's sticking around.
Yeah.
And I slipped and fell today. So it was a good, day.
Oh, nice. Sarah slipped and fell the other day. So.
Oh, did her camera break her fall?
No. Oh. No, I think her hip did. But no, that's the beauty of being 9 instead of whatever you are. Is you just kind of get right back up. And you might have a cry for about, I don't know, 38 seconds, and then you're okay. But as adults, we don't bounce so easily.
I did. Actually, I bounced okay. The camera didn't break. And my daughter.
Which camera?
Oh, just the old 40D. So.
Oh well, just put it to rest.
Worst case, no, it didn't break. So maybe it saved my life, as far as I know.
Okay.
But I was in front of my daughter and her friend, so I couldn't even cry and whine for 38 seconds. I had to tough guy it, and then I went in the house and then hid in the closet and cried. So nice. I'm only joking. There's no closets here in Germany.
You know what would have helped though?
Not falling.
But snowshoes, which I'm sure they sell at
Amazon.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. You know what I do? You know what? I have to peruse Amazon, because at the very least, I got to get those rubber sort of clip-on, crampon things that the old
with
men
the
wear.
Little yeah with the little like little picks in the bottom.
Yeah, I want to get those now.
I had never seen those in my entire life, and a patient at the clinic showed me them, and I thought, wow, that is awesome.
But he remembers when stuff cost a nickel, though.
No, well, no, the whole thought was, is I would have never in a million years thought those existed on the West Coast. Like, mm-hmm. There'd never be a need for that unless you lived in the mountains, except for, here we are 3 weeks later, so of ice and snow. So I could see, mostly because of the ice, like, you know, people are slipping and falling. And I, you know, reminder that I am a physiotherapist, so I spend my days in the clinic, and there are a lot of slip and fall injuries coming through the doors these days. So.
Well, I'm okay now. Tomorrow, I'm going to not be okay. Like, the way I fell, I was like, all right, I'm okay. It did not break my arm, which I really could have. Like, no joke, the way I fell. Didn't, so that was nice. But the way I sort of fell and twisted and landed, my back is not going to be thrilled in the morning.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Looking
so
forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out my old steel-toed work boots aren't so good in the snow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Live and learn, man.
Yeah.
Live and learn. What else is going on? Cold weather is here. Cross it off. Post-Christmas hangover. Anything?
No.
I don't mean legit hangover. Like, I'm not talking like alcohol, but you don't have that sort of that downtime after?
No, I'm staring every time I come home at the Christmas lights thinking I have to take those down. So I think today's the day.
We took the Christmas tree. Well, we took the Christmas tree down on New Year's Eve, actually. We didn't take it down. We took it outside. We made a decision this year because we had a Christmas, a New Year's Eve party at our house that we're taking the tree outside, putting it on the patio until today.
Okay.
Because today's, when we're recording this, is January 6th, which is Three Kings Day, which is the day you traditionally take your tree down.
Okay.
But you guys are Boxing Day tree takers downers.
Not quite, because we were in Vernon, but as soon as we got home, Lisa took it down. So.
But typically,
yeah.
Don't you normally take it down like at noon on Christmas Day?
I'm not in charge of that. So my wife, she's pretty quick to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I kind of wish I hadn't brought it up now.
Okay.
Boring. Political question for you.
Sure.
Because there's so much in the news right now.
Yeah,
in politics.
I don't watch or pay attention to any of it. So right. I'm good to ask because I'm unbiased because I am not jaded by the media.
No, this isn't. I'm not picking a side here. I just want to ask you as a Canadian.
Okay.
How's your free healthcare?
It's not really free.
No, it is not free, and that's what I'd like to point out to everybody. I see that everybody pointing out that Canada they have free healthcare. No, we don't. Yeah. It costs.
Yes. And it's not as good as it was once made out to be.
It is not as good. You know what? That's the thing is being like, yeah, obviously we're full-time socialists being Canadian, and then also me living in Germany, I doubled down on the socialism, but the German healthcare system from my perspective is far and away better than Canada. Like it's years, lightning years ahead, if that's even a phrase.
Okay.
But it is also not free. It is very unfree. It costs money.
Right.
But it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like if you slip and fall on the ice, you can get in like today and see somebody if you want. I don't want to because I'm made of iron, but just saying. Yeah. To everybody, so I want to point out that when you're arguing over politics in America and you like to point up north and say, hey, Canada has free health care. No, we don't.
Okay, I'm glad you got that out of your system.
Yeah, it's been bugging me. And how about this? Think about this. Besides the fact that we actually do pay for healthcare, probably not as much. Like it's a sliding scale, so it's not healthcare in Canada not tremendously expensive, in my opinion.
Okay,
relatively speaking.
Yeah.
However, let's say you're going to go into the store and buy a six pack of Canadian Molson Canadian beer, reasonable beer, not the greatest, not the worst.
Right.
What does a six-pack cost now? You probably don't even know.
I'm going to say like $12.
I think that's low. I think it's closer to 15.
Okay. And like then again, I'm wrong person to ask.
Yeah. So but 12 is you're not you maybe get it on sale. So you're looking at $12 to $15 for a six-pack of regulation homegrown home brewed beer. Not home, but hometown.
Our local brew.
Yeah. So that's where you pay for healthcare, by the way.
Right.
So moving on.
Okay.
Don't believe the hype is all I'm telling you.
For anybody there that thinks this is a photography podcast, I have a photography little quip here. I don't know if it's a quip, but a gripe. How about that?
A gripe. All right.
I've complained about this in the past, but this is just fresh in my mind because we had a. We host an annual hockey tournament for, you know, our local team.
Gotcha.
So Jack plays for the Richmond or Seafair. There's two associations here. Who cares? But we host a tournament every year at Christmas. And so we just had that tournament over the Christmas break. And, of course, they hire a company to come in and do, you know, the fancy green screen team photos.
Sure.
Right? And they cost $40 a pop, and the prints.
Pardon?
You know, that's how much the print costs.
So well, you want a print of
of the panoramic team shot. It's probably I don't know. I'm going to say 8 by 20, something like that. Like
okay, and how many kids on the team?
Usually about 12 to 14, something like that.
So for the sake of me doing better math, let's call it 10. No, sure. I'll call it 12. 12 is $500.
Yeah.
So it's $500 for the team to buy their panoramic photo?
I think if everybody on the team buys it, then they cut the cost down from $40 for the print
to maybe
30, no, to like $30 a print. So
okay.
they drop the price if you buy that many. But yeah, it's a $40 print, which I mean I know I've done these prints before. You print them big and you cut them in half and they cost you roughly $5 a print if you do it at Costco.
Okay, so $400 for the team. How many teams in the tournament?
Rough guess, I'm gonna say I don't know, because there's all different ages. There's three different age groups times maybe 15 teams in age group, maybe more, 20 teams. So a lot. Let's say a lot. Let's say let's say 50 teams plus in the tournament.
And how many days is this guy out there for?
He's out there enough to do every single team, so maybe two or three days. So after
he does every team on spec, though.
Yeah. So they do every single team. You don't even get an option. It's just after you come off the ice, it's like you're doing this.
You
do it one time, so they do every single team. They do most of the on the first day because then they have the opportunity to sell you the photo on day two and day three, because they basically do their prints, and then they're sitting at the front when you go in and out of the ranks. You know, they've got a table set up that shows you, you know, all the images of all the different teams, and so you can look at your team. They also do an individual photo, and we'll put a background, and so some people buy an individual, so that's more than the $40. Then it's 40 plus whatever, 15 or something.
How many people are doing this? On site.
Too many. So, but my team, or at least the people that were on...
No, how many people are buying them? How many photographers are on site?
Oh, I don't know. A couple. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say two or three at the most. So they have it set up. They have a green screen just off to the side of a rink, and then they pull you off. And when they do the team photo, they kind of shoot in sets of three. So they shoot, like, you know, that way they only have to do five images. If there's 15 kids or whatever, they do five times three kids, and then they basically, you know, do it in post. But the part I wanted to bring up is not about the money or any of that, because I'm fine with that being a $40 print if the quality is really good. Okay. Well, I think we're all at the point as photographers that it's like, okay, green screen team photo like that, there's a fair amount of work that goes into that. So it's not just about the cost of the print. It's really a production value. I can do it myself. I've done it myself in the past, but I know that it's a few hours worth of work to do this kind of thing. Plus, it's a lot of gear that you're bringing to the site. Now, here's my gripe. They do it horribly. They do it so bad, like every kid's got like a bright green halo around them. The sizes of the kids are mismatched because they're not shooting on a tripod and putting it in the same camera in the same place for each one of these shots. So now they've got, you know, sometimes the kid who's smaller is like 3 inches taller than the kid who's bigger. Like, it's not size appropriate. Uh-huh. The green halos, it's terribly done. But the worst part of it all is that, and this is where, again, I get really upset as a photographer, is that for the most part, people look at it and say, those are fantastic. I want that. I'm going to buy that. And they're so awful. Yeah. They are so awful. I had a few people come to me who, because I did one for the team last year, and they said, just wanted to ask if you're planning to do one again this year, because I put one on hold and I'll buy it. But if you're going to do it, then I'll just get the one from you. And I'm sort of torn, because I'm like, I'm looking at the photo and I can't in good conscience say buy that. It's terrible. And so, of course, I do what I always do, is I basically say, no, it's terrible. Don't buy that. I will do one, and we'll work it out. But and then I'm going to do one for another team. So another team had already asked me. So I figured, okay, well, I'll just do both teams at the same time and then minimize my hassle.
Right. But assuming that everybody buys one.
Yeah.
That's $400 in your pocket.
Right, but I'm not going to charge that.
I understand that. That's not my point. Now, I understand, like, there's a lot of issues going on here. I would like it. First of all, I'm going to give you some homework on this one.
Oh, no. I got no homework.
No. There's two bits of homework. One I know you'll do. One I know you'll wuss out on.
Okay.
One is you got to find out this guy's website. Because I'm going to need to see an example of this.
Okay.
And two, that's the one I'm sure you'll do.
Okay, I imagine I can search around and find it. I have no clue what his company name is, but I probably can find it. Yeah.
And the second one is I would love for you to go interview him and ask him what his problem is. Hey,
he has no problem. He's making a ton of money with a crappy product. I mean, the problem is there's no competition for someone who does that.
Right.
So he's found a niche, or the company or whatever has found a niche doing this with hockey. And the weird thing is, year after year, it's the same photo. It's the same backdrop. They're not changing anything. They've bought one stock background, and they use it every year in every tournament. So I'm just amazed that people will buy it year after year. It's like, I guess it's part and parcel to why, you know, we buy the school photo, like when we were growing up, and it's the same, you know, blue backdrop every year.
Different.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I think people are just like, oh, hey, it's kind of cool that we get the same photo of the kids growing up playing hockey. It's the same photo every year. When I do the green screen this year, I have to change. I'm not going to put on the exact same background. I'm going to shoot a new background, and I'll probably do different titling or whatever. I need to make it different, but nope, these companies with no competition, they're completely complacent. And I guess until people stop buying it, why would they change? The best part is, okay, for green screen is they'll shoot, because I literally had to put my hand over my mouth to not like get mad or yell something. I'm watching the photographer, and the kid with the big blonde curly hair, they position him 2 inches from the green backdrop, right, and then they fire all the light off, and I'm thinking, that's impossible. I don't care what software you're using. It can't take the green off of that kid's blonde hair. Like, you can't do that.
Well, but that's not true. You can, but it's going to take like 2 days of processing.
And they don't do that. They run it through a program. That's why every time the kid's got light color hair, you can see, oh my gosh, there's green all over the place on that kid, right? It's so frustrating to see. And then to see another parent on our team, I listen to the comment as I'm sort of browsing, just minding my own business, just again tearing it apart in my mind. Another parent looking at the exact same image as I am, saying to me, he commented, wow, they really do it right here.
I'm going to cut you. Backyard right now, Bob.
But again, difference
holy
being
cow, dude. I think my heart rate just increased. I'm so angry for you.
I know, but the worst, well, the best
who's
part
that
about
dad? You have to interview that dad now. And okay. I want you to talk to that dad and just secretly record him and show him your picture and this guy's picture and just say, honestly, what are you looking at, Bob?
But I give this guy a pass because he wasn't on our team last year, so he wasn't part of our green screen photo last year, so he doesn't actually know that I do this or anything. That's why it was so painful, is because it would have been, I guess, worse and a little bit of a slap in the face if he was on our team last year.
No, it would have been better because you would have just said, well, I have zero respect for you now. It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, but just the fact that, you know, the comment.
They really
do it
right here.
Yeah. Oh, God. I had to kind of walk away. I just
does he wear Velcro shoes and a life helmet?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
If any of our listeners wear a life helmet, don't take it personally.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's it. We can move on now, but that was my
green
screen.
I don't think
gripe.
I can. We're going to have to dig deeper into this because I didn't see this coming. I'm pretty angry.
But this year, I did just yesterday finish completing making hockey cards. So I made every kid on the team 2 hockey cards, front an action photo of them with I actually used the team colors to make the borders and stuff. So I went away from the Gretzky coloring theme that I've used in the past. That was your template, and then I've kind of made it into our Seafarer colors.
Well, it was OPG's template.
I used the same kind of like, not the color scheme, but the same outline, and I just changed all the colors and whatnot. And I put our own logo and all that in, and then I used a team photo on the back, and I'm quite happy with it. And all I did was do the trick where you print a 5x7 and you put it on there 4 times, and same with the back of the card, and then just with the paper cutter, cut them into 4s. And then all I did, in years past, I've glued them onto actual hockey cards, but that's way more work because you got to glue front and back. All I did this year, because I wanted to get, 14 kids times 2, is I just basically glued the front and the back of the print together and then just slipped it in. You can buy little, you probably know from collecting either baseball or hockey cards, little hard plastic sleeves for on Amazon for a pack of 25. They're about $4.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just slid it in there, and that way they won't get bent or wrecked. And you would never know the difference once it's in there of it being an actual hockey card versus just 2 prints pressed together.
So I
did that. Of course, Jack's cards I made glued to hockey cards. So, of course, his were better than everyone else.
Yeah, his are in focus. And
Yeah. But anyways, they turned out fantastic. So I'm going to give them to the team this weekend. And those are just a pure freebie. But then that way, at least all the parents who don't know that I do this will know that the green screen photo is going to be done right. So it's sort of like a, here you go. This cost me nothing because I think it's about $0.59 of 5x7 at Costco. So basically it was $1.50 plus the work, obviously. I had to put in to do it.
It's the fine cutting and the gluing that is time consuming.
Yeah, and I got a really good paper cutter, and so you know if a hockey card is 2.5 by 3.5, mm-hmm. literally have my paper cutter has the marks on it. Oh, so yeah. I'm incredibly efficient at this. And again, my wife used to do scrapbooking stuff, so we have the special paper glue that doesn't, like, if it bleeds a little bit, it doesn't show up. And so I did it very quickly, but still very quickly for 14 kids was probably an hour of cutting and pasting.
So at the top, so you guys play it at Richmond Arena sometimes, right?
Yep.
Okay. So when you go to give yours to Bob, give it to him at the top of the stairs there. And so if he doesn't like it, I want you to just push him right down.
Yeah.
Down you go, Bob.
He's a different character. Bob's a different character.
Evidently.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll, again, whatever, you know.
His name's not Bob, is it?
No. But
you
all
know
I can
his name?
Say
No.
No. I know I would call him so and so's dad. That's my move.
What,
yeah.
That's why I asked, because I'm the same over here. Like, my wife will say, "Oh yeah, you know, so and so Julie," but not Julie, I don't know, pick a name. A German name, Heidi. Heidi over there. I don't know who that is.
Right. No, yeah. That's exactly
Rebecca's mom.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll see. I look forward to seeing this guy's website.
Yeah. Now I feel like I have to really step up the green screen game, though, because
I don't think you do.
Well, no, just because I not only want it to be better, I want it to blow it out of the water. This year, I'm going to do two kids at a time, though. Just, okay. I don't see any reason why not. The reason I didn't do it last year was, A, they're 6 years old at the time, and I was worried about getting two kids to have their eyes open and maybe a half smile, but I don't even think I'm going to get them to smile this time. So if I can just have both kids looking at the camera and not blinking, it might take three tries to get two kids at a time. It just makes for much less post-production work.
I hear you.
Especially if I set it up properly.
I think you could coordinate something to take an actual on-ice picture without green screen and use your new fog machine.
Oh, we've talked about it. Yeah.
We haven't talked about that on the ice, though.
No. I've talked about it with another dad. Yeah. We're just worried that it would possibly set off a smoke alarm. That's the problem.
Oh, you're not a fireman. Don't even worry about it.
No, it set off my smoke alarm in my house for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, so. I did mine, too. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. It's good to know.
And then another guy that worked at a school who had one, because we were talking about using this for the tournament and turning it on so that they come out onto the ice through the smoke. Mm-hmm. And he said he thinks it's a great idea, except for he set off his school smoke detector at an assembly. So, again, little worried about that happening.
Safety ruins everything.
I know.
Little business to take care of.
Okay.
Our ongoing monthly photo challenge.
Our ongoing monthly photo challenge, black and white.
Well, yeah, that too. But we talked. We didn't know how we're going to share them.
Okay.
And so I've been thinking about it, and the answer for right now is we're going to do this via Instagram.
Okay.
That is the decision for now. I thought long about it. Many considerations. There's a lot of options, and nothing screamed yes to me like Instagram. I mean, not that Instagram is perfect, but for this, I don't love Facebook.
Okay.
There's a bunch of reasons. I mean, Facebook is good and it's evil, of course, but it's really good. I like Facebook for what it's good for. But there's issues. The lack of anonymity. Like a lot of our listeners, and myself included, I mean, you don't necessarily want to – you can't really control your privacy as much as you think you can on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a concern for a lot of people. It's something that's a concern of mine, really. I mean, there's a reason that I'm not friends with any of our listeners on Facebook, like in my personal account.
Okay.
And there's been a few times where listeners have sort of, you know, sent a friend request, and I just don't. Nothing personal, nothing against anybody. It's just sort of the way that network goes. I don't like it. So for the people out there who don't care for Facebook for those reasons, You have an ally in me. I hear you. And so, if you send us your pictures, we might see them on Facebook. We'll probably see them on Facebook, but we're not asking anybody to sign up for Facebook to do this.
Okay.
I'm lukewarm on Flickr. We used to use it. It was a thing. Got out of the gate, and then the last few years we stopped posting on Flickr a while ago. I forget why. There was just something. It was just really kind of blah. And it's good for some things. There are some communities that are really good, but it's not loving it. So Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram with hashtags. And just a hashtag. If you hashtag it, now the hashtag is going to be kind of long, which I think is okay, but it's very specific. So the hashtag, and we'll post this on our site, will be hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, all one word.
Well, do you have the ability on Instagram to save that? So if you go to start typing it the next time, does it pop up?
Let's just assume yes.
I hope so, because that would be fine. I just don't.
If not, I'll come up with something shorter. If not, I'll come up with something shorter.
No,
it should be
copy-paste
or something.
Yeah, I think that's fine. People will figure it out. Computers are handy.
They are. And we also encourage other hashtags as well. Not just that hashtag. I mean, so you put on as many hashtags as you like, but that one should be in there. And so I'll figure out how to search for that hashtag, and we'll see all the ones. Because the deal is, if you don't follow somebody, you're not going to see their pictures unless you search for them via the hashtag. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as it was pointed out to me, we only have 15 or 16, I think 16 now, followers on Instagram.
Am I included? Because I've never been on Instagram.
Yeah, then no.
Okay.
Your wife does, though.
Okay. So is she a follower?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's on there. Anyways...
I'm going to go on Instagram. I just have needed a reason to go to Instagram. Now I have a reason.
Yeah, you got to hang on one sec.
This is becoming a new weekly thing where you go away and something happens in the background that we all intently listen for.
No, one of my desk lamps behind me, just the light just burned out, so I wanted to unplug it.
Oh, gotcha.
Photo challenge. So for all the Instagram that had the followers, we only have 15, 16 followers. That's because we just started Instagram.
Okay, let's see if we can, by the end of the month, get it to 22.
Oh, I hope so. No,
that'd
but
be
part,
awesome.
Part of the, well, hopefully way higher than that. But most of them will just be porn bots, though, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. You know, it's all about the numbers. But Why Instagram? Besides the reasons I said, I thought long about this, you know, because there's a few people who said, well, hey, what about creating a bulletin board site so you could have your own boards and topics and conversations, and more than one listener said, hey, you know, Chris Marquardt, he uses this service called Slack, and so I said, well, I got in touch with Chris and spoke to him about that a couple days ago. And went and checked, he has two different ones, one for his tips from the top floor, and he also has a German podcast about photography called Happy Shooting. And so he has two different boards that he runs.
Yeah.
And so I checked both of them out, and they are good. They're like bulletin boards, although, like, bulletin boards kind of went south a while ago because of the spam and a bunch of reasons. You know, I used to use them all the time. For video stuff, like when you're first starting out doing video and the technology is shifting so fast, it's a great, great resource. A lot of people help each other and say, hey, you know, if you want to export in this codec or whatever, great place to go.
Okay.
But it's easy to be taken over by trolls and spam, and it's a problem. But his board is great. It's invitation only, which means somebody has to run it. So he's got somebody set up to handle that. One of his listeners has volunteered to be the guy. So you basically send that guy an email. He then replies with a link to sign you up to be a part of this. And then you can go in with your password and go in and participate in the whole chat room or the bulletin boards and questions and whatever. So I thought about that, and I checked it all out, and I don't think it's for us.
Okay.
mostly because there are already a lot of great ones out there. And so I don't think, why would you need us to have another one? Like, there would be nothing unique about, no reason for us to do it. Join one of the existing, you know, million ones there are. And I might be wrong here, but I think our show, our podcast itself, has been different from the beginning. Like, what, like, our format, when it came to doing a photography podcast, there was already existing shows. I don't even know how many, but, like, of the top three that I knew, they kind of felt the same to me. And I didn't, when, you know, I didn't want us to just do our version of that.
Right.
So we went with this format, that, you know, you starting out knowing nothing and then getting up to slightly more than nothing. And then, so that's been, like, I don't know that there's any show like that. That was the plan. And so that's, I don't really want to have a bulletin board site just like that.
Gotcha.
So I do want to have this community though. And so I equate it this way. Imagine that you and I are going to have coffee as we have. I can invite you to my house and we can sit down and have coffee. And that's great. Two people having coffee together, sharing ideas. Maybe I invite a friend, you invite a friend. So now we have four like-minded people sitting down, talking about stuff over coffee.
Okay.
That's the private bulletin board, like Slack, for example. That's what that is.
Is there muffins?
No, they're terrible for you.
Okay.
But instead, we decide, okay, maybe instead of coming to my house, we'll meet for coffee in a cafe or a Starbucks somewhere. And so here we are, the same people, the like-minded people, talking about stuff. And there's a few other people around that we haven't invited, but they're there. They also like coffee. And maybe we start talking to a few people. So you can meet a couple of new people, and we expand our circles.
Right.
And that's kind of the equivalent of a private group on Flickr or Facebook.
Gotcha.
That's what that kind of looks like, you know? Like, maybe other people can see our pictures, but they can't participate, or, you know, they need to be invited in or something like that.
Okay.
Now, the last option, in this scenario anyways, is that instead of sitting in the cafe, we go outside in the patio, like here in Tubingen, in the marketplace, like the general, like the city square, where everybody, it's all walking area. People walking by in the summertime, it's crowded, it's awesome.
There's an all-you-can-eat muffin buffet.
And they serve all-you-can-eat muffins. It's muffin dough. They just get right. They skip the cooking process. It's like sushi. Muffin sushi.
Okay.
But we sit at the cafe. We sit out there, and we have our coffee out there with other people. So there's like-minded coffee drinkers. But then there's also strangers that happen to be strolling by who aren't necessarily like-minded.
They don't even like coffee.
They don't know they like coffee yet.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, once they smell what we're brewing up, they went, hey, if only you had some muffins, I'd be in. But this is what we wanted. So in an effort to engage these kinds of people, that's what I want to do. And so to me, that is the Instagram model, is that we have you and I expand our circles into the listeners, and then we go out to strangers who we could potentially engage, and that's what I want to achieve. I want to include all of these people into the experience.
Okay, we'll see how it goes with our 17 listeners.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Once hashtags happen,
we're soon inviting 17 million.
For me, it's not necessarily about the followers, though. I don't know how. I mean, I assume more followers would obviously mean more listeners to the show and more sweet Amazon money. But I mean, that is the idea. The idea isn't necessarily it's expanding our circles is the plan.
Okay.
So that's why. So I know what's going to happen. I know people are, you know, and invariably we're going to leave some people out because some people wanted to use Google+.
Right.
I wish we could please everybody. We can by having every single platform included, but I'm not going to spend the better part of my month surfing around collecting data from all these different places.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I want to have everybody participate. And also, that splits the participation up. That's me being a waiter at 9 different coffee shops.
I think that Instagram is probably a good choice, just based on the fact that I think if you went to photographers and you said Facebook versus Instagram, I think Instagram right now would probably win, like in terms of a vote of what do you use as a photographer. The other thing is we've seen, you know, as far as just comparing the two most obvious options to us, Facebook and Instagram, Facebook is sort of plateaued, you know, in terms of what we were going to get out of it as a podcast. So I think Instagram's a good choice. And you don't have to explain yourself, all right? You're not on trial here. Either people can participate or they don't have to. You're fine. I think it's a good choice, unless it's not, and then I'll make fun of you next month or something.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It'll be more. If we're doing this, we're not going to do 1 month and then cry about it. It'll be a few months of failure.
Okay. All right. Like the, what was it called?
Don't. I wrote that down. I wrote that down. I can't believe you stepped on my punchline. Yeah. Exivoku was the name.
Totally your idea, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Sudoku, really. That's not my idea. I blame some Japanese guy.
Okay.
So technically, hey, Ichiro, thanks a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So I could be wrong. And I don't feel the need to explain myself, but I do want to let everybody know that that's the idea behind it. I did think about this. It wasn't just, all right, fine, let's do that. Now there is a rub. Someone brought up don't you have to upload it from your phone? Which, yeah, you do. I don't have a phone, but good news, Instagram works on the iPod as well, which I do have.
Okay.
And since the way Adam and I do the show, We share everything via Dropbox. The photos we're about to look at, the challenge photos, we share on Dropbox, which I already have on my iPod. So for me, it's really not much of a really big deal to then share them on Instagram.
Me too. I have it on my phone.
You don't have Instagram though, so what do you care?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I can get it.
You can get it. And now you might have to, and I'll give you the keys to the camper once you do. But okay. So that's where we're going to go. Like I said, could be wrong, but that's what we want to do. We want to bring more people to the party. And lastly, what I kind of like about Instagram is if you're already on it, you'll have no problem using it. If you have to sign up for it, you can use Instagram and be relatively anonymous. So you don't necessarily need, I mean, if all you're doing is posting photos, you know, for the challenge, you control what other people see, which you do in Facebook as well. But just if you're really careful about your content, privacy shall not be of your concern.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Did you shoot a challenge? Yeah.
I guess. Talked about interesting with the green screen. It wasn't something I shot. But yeah. I also talked about the hockey cards, so there's that. So I think we're good on interesting.
We had some sledding that I think I'll just talk about next week then. No, I'll talk about it next week.
It's way too interesting to burn up at this point.
Well, no, we've gone long here.
I know. And it's all those coffee explanations.
Yeah, I like coffee. Hashtag I like coffee. That's going to be the hashtag. Hashtag I like coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag coffee in the Mark Plotz.
And muffins for me. That's my hashtag. Hashtag muffins for me.
You know, muffins is just cake, right?
Yeah. Okay. Also good. Both good.
I'm not anti-cake.
Ice a muffin.
Right. Okay.
Hashtag icing on my muffin.
Yeah, that's going to get you a whole other subset of listeners. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll talk about my interesting stuff next week because actually it was relatively interesting. But I will post a couple of sled photos just because we had sledding this week. So I'll post two of them. If you can look in there, you see sled one and sled two.
Yeah,
yeah, that was sledding.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
and cliffhanger.
Yeah, well, no, we'll talk about sled three next week or something. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But that. And also next week we'll talk about, I have shot around with the Yongnuo 50mm for the Canon. So,
oh, you have? Did you buy one?
No. We'll talk about that next week, man.
Wow. Sponsor sending you lenses.
I wish. I wish. I'm sure they would sponsor you over me. Okay. All right. Photo challenge was the kid portrait. As I told you, and I recommend that you do this, hard to go back in time and do it, but on New Year's Day every year, after I'm done throwing up, no, nothing.
After you're done throwing up, you take this photo?
I don't throw up on New Year's Day. Come on, man.
Okay. I was hoping. Maybe you do. I wasn't there.
I was hoping you were going to falsely judge me, man.
Okay.
Great. Good job.
Okay.
No, anyways, New Year's Day, one of the things that we do every year is I snap a portrait photo of my kids. Because just to compare every year. And it's one of those things where, you know, like when I snapped it, like the first one, okay, it's fine. Now I look back on it and think, wow, like they have changed. Like that's crazy.
It's like the photography equivalent to sort of putting them up against the wall and just putting a pencil line at their height for each year.
Yes.
Yeah. You're just trying to reproduce something similar so that you can kind of look over the years. But you want a similar type photo or similar lighting, and so it's comparable.
That's what I do. Yeah, I do hope it's more interesting than looking at a line on the wall.
True, but that's interesting to the kids, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I get you. I know, I understand. It's the photography equivalent of that, though. You're still not trying to make a Rembrandt here, right?
Oh, I am. A little bit.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
What do you mean, like, with, like, lots of, like, high contrast and dark? No. I'm not doing that. This isn't Night Watch.
Okay.
No, we're not doing that. That's a Rembrandt, right?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know my Rembrandts well enough.
Yeah. I feel like I really went out on a limb there. Anyways, yeah, no, you still want to make a good portrait. The idea is that you do it on New Year's. It's sort of a benchmark. And so, but regardless, still, let's talk about taking a nice portrait of your kid. So I'll go first because,
okay,
yeah, there you go.
There's your photo.
That's my boy.
Gotcha. I see him.
Yeah,
I like it. It's good.
That is his brand new T-shirt.
Yeah, it's a little tight.
Yeah, he just turned 3, and when I was in Canada, I bought him a brand new T-shirt for the 4-year-old, and that's how tight it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, I got to start buying
him. He's been doing a lot of sit-ups, I can see.
No. He doesn't care. Beer is pretty cheap in Germany, dude. Yeah. That's what happens.
It's pretty cute. It's pretty cute photo. I like it.
Yeah. It's not typical of what I take. It's not what I lined up to take. Like, normally I do, like, a head and shoulders shot, and I do it horizontally in landscape mode. That's what I do every year. But he just started hamming it up and started with his hands in his pockets. And so I've quickly adapted. That's how I roll. Adapt quickly.
Yeah.
And flipped it over and shot this one. So not much to say here.
Yeah, it's good. Is it one light?
One light.
Yeah.
I like to keep it simple. In this case, I actually shoot with the umbrella instead of the... You know how, like, have you shot with your umbrella recently?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Oh, do you? Because I know, like, when you first got, and same as myself, when I first got the big softbox, it was all softbox all the time.
Yeah, I switch back and forth, but I use the umbrella a lot. More than I use the softbox, I would say.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's simple. It's quick. It's ready in about 2 seconds, whereas the softbox takes 30 seconds.
That's about right. Yeah. Portability is a big thing. Like, for me, if I'm going on location anywhere, that umbrella, it's real simple.
Yeah.
You know, the couple extra, you know, your extra different mount for the softbox. Still love the softbox. It gets used all the time, but I've kind of started using the umbrella a lot more. And also, in this case, I wanted light to just be thrown everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really need it to be, you know, okay, careful, let's keep it off the back wall. You know, the back wall, this is a gray wall, and just position them just so that there's enough fall off to light the wall a little bit without going to black, but I do want it to be darker than him.
Right.
And so that's it. And so position the light close to him so it's kind of soft and then falls off. Camera right, obviously. That's about it.
Okay. And easily reproduced next year.
For the most part, you tend to find that, you know, you get a little slightly different gray for the background.
Yeah, but I mean, more or less. Like, enough for the purposes that you want for this photo, you can get decently close without a whole lot of effort. And if you wanted to make it even closer, you could even tune it up in post to make it pretty darn exact.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
No. I'm saying with this photo in the black and white in front of the gray wall, you could tinker with it to get it. If you wanted it to be very similar each year, you could do it again one umbrella and get pretty darn close.
True, very true.
That's it.
All right. So which one are we looking at? Because you have two.
And I did them slightly different. And I just remember you saying, you know, you should do this every year with your kids. So I figured, you know, might as well do one of each kid so that we could start this process. And so I put them in front of, you know, a blue wall in our kitchen. And
I used to shoot both my kids, but my daughter's hit that awkward phase now, and she's just kind of ugly.
Okay. Well, so there you go.
So I was like, you know what? Get back to me when you've gotten...
Well, and I think you already did it New Year's Day, right? Yeah. You already did one of each kid, correct? Yeah. So here we are. So I'll
both of them. I only posted the one, so I'm telling you.
Okay. I will go with the Sarah one, but basically I took one of each of them, and the lighting's slightly different, and mm-hmm. I did have one of Jack that's almost lit exactly the same as the one that I'm looking at of Sarah. Mm-hmm. I just preferred the one with that I put in the Dropbox of Jack that's got a little bit more shadows on his face, and I just thought it was a better picture of him, just his expression and whatnot. So let's talk about the one of Sarah, because that photo I really like.
Okay.
And it's just a simple, well, in this case, I did use the softbox and mm-hmm. sort of threw the light in front of her. And then I had one light, just a bare flash kind of up top of, we're in our kitchen and there's a big, I don't even know what you want to call it, like sort of a cabinet that pantry, that's what you call it. There's a big pantry just to her left, and it's white, but it's 6 feet tall. And so I just put a flash on top of it, aimed it down just to get rid of any obvious shadows. Because she's standing, this is a small space we're working in. She's standing maybe 8 inches from the wall, maybe 10. And so otherwise you get a massive shadow on the background, which I just didn't want. So mm-hmm. I threw the light in behind, and it sort of acts as a hair light at the same time. So it kills any major shadowing. It acts as a hair light, and it gives a little bit of like fill on her on her right side of her face and cheek there, which I like, and on her neck. Mm-hmm. So it turned out to sort of, you know, serve two purposes, and I really liked it. So that's all it was. So softbox and the other light, and I went with portrait mode as opposed to landscape mode for both of them, just because of the space and how much stuff is around them on either side. There's mm-hmm. a light switch to camera right, there's the pantry to camera left, so it worked better just because of my physical limitations to go into portrait mode.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Nah, they're fine.
Oh, I quite like it.
I think you like your kids. I like them because I like your kids. These aren't terrible. Okay. This is coming out wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, they're fine. The lighting is it's a bit it doesn't jive with the cute kids.
Okay, even on the Sarah one, I can see the critique on the Jack one, but again, and I looked at one that was much more lit like a child's portrait and didn't like it, and Lisa agreed, so that's why I went with this one, and I kind of like it. I like it because of the hockey jersey and the little mm-hmm. darker shadows, but tell me the Sarah one, because I can't see a gripe with that one.
The shadow on her right collarbone is kind of ruining it. And
You're crazy.
No, you don't need that.
You're totally crazy. That's crazy.
It's not just that little shadow I'm talking about, but it's that whole because of where that light's coming from. It's a little bit hot on her collarbone, and then I don't know what it is. Is it the placement of the light? Is the key light too low? I think.
I swear, something's either wrong with your monitor or my monitor, because all of those things, the light's not too hot on her collarbone,
okay.
The light on her neck, and she's not too hot on her face. Like, so, I don't know.
But I can see the shadow. The shadow exists in no matter what monitor.
Yeah.
Forget the exposure for now. I mean, in terms of light versus dark, you know, that's probably the same.
Yeah,
It's all fine.
Okay.
It's
not... But what I'm saying is that is like you look at the right side of her neck, we have that kind of that triangle shape.
Yeah.
Out of there. It's that whole whatever's going on there is taking me out of the whole thing. Not just I can't. It's not just what's happening there, but it's what's happening there kind of affects everything else.
And see, she is a super defined dancer body, and to me, that's mm-hmm. part of it. Like that's her, the muscles in her neck and her collarbone. Like she's a dancer. That's what dancer bodies look like. So
perhaps
I don't know.
Perhaps it's the asymmetry of it that's that is taking me out. Maybe.
Oh
yeah!
Wow. Difference of opinion. I don't see it at all. I think good photo. I disagree with you wholeheartedly. Not just on the technical aspects. Not just on the it's my kid. I like the photo.
Well, no, just, that's obviously.
I am very. You could look back. Very easy to agree with you. If I think technically, I think you're wrong here. So
okay.
Hey, we'll put it to the listeners on Instagram. 17 people chime in.
I promise you. I promise
16,
you.
16. My wife is going to be on my side here.
I promise you. You have 10 portraits of your daughter that you've done better.
Maybe. I'm just. Yes. I still think this is a good photo.
I didn't say it wasn't a good photo.
No, you said meh. That was yours. It's better than that. Or okay, maybe your expectations are higher. I don't know. I think possibly. This is good.
It makes you feel better. I didn't like the one of Jack either.
Well, the Jack one is more. I knew that was going to be your plane. I got 3 cracks at it, and this one I like the best.
Yes.
Again, if I tinker with these both in black and white, then all of a sudden I think you're going to think they're better. But I didn't want to do any of that. I took them and I posted them. No, I think you would, based on the gripes that you're coming up with. I think tinkering in black and white, and which is what I think you would have done. I think you would have been happy with it.
Well, I think the black and white would have made the little shadow on her neck worse.
Okay, well, yeah. Maybe it would. I'm not going to do it, so we'll never find out.
I guess what I'm saying is because we have the key light on the right side, and that you said the fill was on her left?
Her right.
Her right. Okay, that camera makes more left, sense. Yeah. I'm sure you said her left before, which confused me. So I thought maybe it was bouncing or something, and that's what
No. It's up on the left. You can see on her hair and on her ear. And
so you essentially have shadows going 2 different directions, which is freaking me out.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Happens all the time.
Does it?
Yeah. Do you want me to show you a whole bunch of examples? Again, it's okay. We don't have to go any further because I will punch you in the nose. But but this in my opinion, and I'm not going to claim to be the authority on portraits, although I've taken many of them. I think I'm a good amateur authority on them. The picture of Sarah is a good photo. The one of Jack definitely could be more saturated. It can be sharper. There's a bunch of things that could be. It could be less contrasty, although I still like it. But there's a lot of things I like about it. But the photo of Sarah, in my opinion, is a very nice portrait. It's not the greatest portrait in the world, but it's a very nice one.
You're not going to get kicked out of the photo club.
No. Well, no, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And you're definitely still light years ahead of green screen guy.
But you have a very specific taste in what you like in portraits. And I feel like if it doesn't follow your template, then you tend to get in a pissy mood.
Or I'm the one giving my opinion, and thus that's where it shall come from. It shall come from my perspective. I'm not saying what's right. I'm saying what the issues I see with it.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand. All right.
Would you like me to give you your mom's opinion?
Yes.
you're disappointing. Why can't you be more like your brother? Yeah. There you
All
go.
Right.
All right. Topic this week. I did an interview. Now, we're doing something new here, too. Big day. Big day for new things.
Okay.
Okay. A little different tone. We're going to try this out. Here's the deal. I'm going to air the first part. I did an interview with a friend of mine, a guy you know, the guy who composed the theme song for our show. He's an artist type. He takes pictures somewhat. He does take pictures, but he asked me about hiring somebody to shoot portraits of his newborn versus taking them himself. Now, the issue is he doesn't have a flash. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So he asked me, hey, what should I just do it myself?
And without a flash.
Well, I said, yeah. I said, no, you shouldn't do it yourself. However, you could do it yourself. So what if, because you're an artistic guy, let's go through this. And so I, rather than just give him some advice, I said, why don't we record it in the interview, and we'll make it part of the show. And what I anticipated being a 12-minute interview went about 3 or 4 times longer than that.
Okay.
So I'm going to air part one right now, which is about 15 minutes.
Okay, part one of 3?
I don't know. It could be part one of 0. Because I'm going to put it out to the listeners. If you like it, let me know. I'll air the rest. If you think it's stinky, then we shall not air it.
I can't believe you're going to get 15 minutes and then you're going to let the listeners say it sucks.
Oh, they'll know. You'll know within the first minute. Yeah. Oh, no. I honestly thought about this and thought, oh, should I go through and just cut something? No, either it's interesting or it isn't. And I think it is. I think it's like as a case study, it's interesting. It's like, you know, what would you do in this case? Like if you were in his position, I thought let's give some very specific advice of what to do. And so potentially people will listen along and say, oh, yeah, I would give that advice. Or, hey, I'm in the same position. I'll take that advice. But what I didn't want to do is subject the listener to 45 minutes if it's terrible.
Okay.
I don't think it is. But again, I'm the guy who came up with Exifoku. So who knows? So we're going to air the first 15, 16 minutes. And you shall let us know. Now, tell us the truth if you want to hear part two or not. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you don't, go ahead. Be honest. We're big boys. Well, it's really me. It's Adam has no part of this. But I'm a big boy. If I drop the ball, you feel free to let me know. Okay. However, I would suggest, you know, vote for part two, hearing part two, just to see what kind of embarrassing photos I can dig up for the cover. Because I've known him for a long time, and we've had some fun together, so.
Okay.
Okay, challenge for next week.
Are we doing that before we hear the interview?
And we're back! Right.
It's been a while since I'm on the radio, you know.
You are a radio guy, so tell us about that. You were no longer, correct?
That's right. Steve the Useless Fact Guy.
You're big in Japan, man.
Big in, no, China. Beijing, yeah, 2005 to 2008.
Right, but the song is big in Japan.
Oh, right.
That's the name of the song. So unfortunately for you, I don't care if you're big in China and big in Beijing. Not a song.
The sequel.
Yeah. So you you used to be a regular call-in guest.
I would call in to a friend of mine who had China Drive, his show was, Rush Hour, Beijing. Call in to do a segment called Steve the Useless Fact Guy, where I would read out useless facts.
And you were wildly popular, if I remember correctly.
It was popular. I got fan mail.
Great.
But yeah, so I'm a little rusty. That was 8 years ago.
Anyway, listen, the reason you got in touch, besides being, you know, old pals, of course, you got in touch is you had a kid.
Had a baby boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's 3 months to the day.
3 months today. Now, not when this airs, though. This is going to air in the new year, but
so it'll be maybe 4 months to the day.
Could be. Let me guess, you were a little concerned that having your first kid at the age of 44 was a little bit suspect. And then Mick Jagger went ahead and made it okay. Thanks, Mick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Many others too. Burt Bacharach.
You did the research, did you?
I started trying to justify it, so I did a bit of research.
Did you know Charlie Chaplin, when he was 72?
No, it's all fine and dandy. I'm digging it.
Well, the good news is you don't really sleep anyway.
That's true.
So it's I'll kind probably of a,
sleep a little bit more now.
Sure. Great. But so you got in touch and you said now what led you to reach it? It was via email. You said, hey.
Yeah. So the backstory, it's not much of a backstory. My mom and dad were out visiting, meeting. His name's Liam.
Okay. So even further back, you're from, Steve and I know each other from Vancouver. Used to live next door to each other for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And your folks still live just outside of Vancouver.
Yeah, Fort Langley.
Okay, you want to give out their address?
Yeah. So it's no. All right. And I think my dad's a part-time listener to the show, so I hope he doesn't hear this one.
If he doesn't listen to this episode, we'll know. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they came out for a visit, meet their grandson, and my mom hucked us a little bit of cash to say, go get some portraits of the little guy, send him over. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually know. Sarah told me. She goes, oh, here's some money. So I thought, you know what? I want to take on the challenge.
Tell us how much she gave you.
What? $250.
Okay.
Which it doesn't really hire you a professional photographer for the day or anything.
Not for the day, no. But you can get stuff done for $250.
So I That's thought... Sears. They don't have Sears here. So I thought I'd take the challenge on myself and try and fool her and do as pro as they can do at Sears in my own home.
Right.
But invest that to upgrading some equipment possibly. And and it's the gift that can keep on giving potentially and do it all year round and next year. So it's not a one-off.
When the email that came to me basically said, you know, hey, Wade, which ironically is both of our own nicknames, which that's Fargo. Google it.
Waiter.
It said, hey, Wade, my mom gave me $250 to get a portrait of the kid. I was thinking of pocketing the money and just doing it myself. What do you think? And I told my wife about that, who knows you, and she said, well, that's a terrible idea. And I said, on the face of it, it is. It actually is a terrible idea. Unless you go ahead and make the investment, in which you should make at this point, now that you have a kid, get a little bit more, a little upgrade on the gear or buy new gear. And you're going to get a lot more for your $250 than 6 or 8 photos of the kid.
Yes.
So that was my recommendation.
That's the more correct story. I was suggesting I upgrade to make it sound better in case my dad is tuning in on this show. But
no, if your dad is tuning in, well, first of all, hello. And this isn't a matter of I'm just going to pocket the $250, snap an iPhone shot and call it a day. This is Steve making an investment
exactly
into well his son's future at least.
Yes, exactly. But at the very least, even if I didn't upgrade gear, I would have to get proper prints and do the maybe a framing or whatever. So it's money to work with, but I'd rather be my own own guy. I'd want to skill up is what I'd like to do.
That sounds like an Aussie phrase.
Skill up. Oh, man. Hope not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're on the tins.
Getting on the cans.
On the cans.
Getting on the cans. So last time I pulled out the old DSLR was the day he was born. I haven't picked it up since.
A little more backstory just to get people caught up on who Steve is. I keep talking about you in the third person. That makes it weird. The intro theme song that you heard at the top of the show and every show is the creation of Steve. That's you.
That's right, but it's been upgraded to a bit more of a professionally recorded version.
It is. Well, the backstory on that, man, this is the backstory episode. I'm going to tell a story about my back in a minute. It involves wax. So when we decided to do this show way back in 2011, yeah, 2011, beginning of January 2011, I said to Steve, hey, man, you know, because Steve is very, very musically inclined, kind of a savant, I would say. Idiot savant, for sure. But music-wise, man, like, this is the guy you want at the party. Left-handed guitar player, but can play a right-handed guitar just upside down and backwards and can do it. Can listen to a song, Feel My Heat, for example, and, you know, think about it for a second and then just spit it back out at parties. Which we've done. We've done, and I am, yeah, I'm well known to be a terrible singer. Just not even close. Like, to call it singing is just a disservice to dying cats. And so doesn't stop us, though, from ruining parties with this, which we've done. River rafting, for example.
Yes.
So anyway, so I went to Steve. I said, hey, Steve, you know, can you whip up a little jingle for our show? And he did. He came up with it, played it, recorded it, sent it over to me. Intro, outro, was great. And then about, I don't know, maybe a year, that went on for about a year. It's at the top of every episode. And then a year in, probably, maybe more, I got an email from a listener, Dave. This guy named Dave sent me an email saying, hey, you know, I like your theme song, but I think it needed to be re-recorded. And so I went ahead and did it. And he sent it over, and it was great. And you can hear it at the beginning of the show.
I'm honored he kept it all. Like, he didn't alter it.
No, but so that's the thing. And so it sounded great. And so I sent Dave an email saying, hey, Dave, you know, thanks a lot. That's really great. Have you ever considered, do you do stock music as well? And his response was, well, yeah, I have won a Grammy with Roberta Flack.
Wow.
And started listing off a whole big resume. And he says, so, yeah, I guess I could get into stock music. And I appreciated the humor in that. I said, wow, that's great. You know, maybe I can see if Jeter wants to play some wiffle ball. That's what I could do. And
that really rounds out his career.
Yeah, and so he teaches at one of the most famous music conservatories here in Germany, in Mannheim, and an American guy. But yeah, so that's how that came. But the end credits, the end outro music, is still 100% Steve Connolly.
The old version.
Yeah. So it's the new one for the intro. Outro is still you. You don't get that far in the show, do you?
I never get that far. Yeah. That really busted, you know.
The important thing to recognize is that, you know, you do have a very artistic background, and so you have the abilities to go ahead and take what you do know, you know, from with your camera and expand on that. Add a little bit of gear. Now, what do you have for gear? You bought a DSLR a few years ago.
Yeah, so it's a Canon. I think it's the T3i, mm-hmm. but it's I think in Canada they called it a 600D or 600.
I think in Canada it's the T3i, in Australia there you go. It's the 600.
Here's the you got it. So that is what I have, and then I've got.
So that's a basic. It's kind of your essentially your entry level. For whatever year that came out, I'm going to say 2012.
Yeah, I was just going on a big ship tour in the Pacific and wanted to document the whole thing. So,
a big ship tour with whom?
That was with those environmental hippie folks, Greenpeace. I used to work for Greenpeace, and I was the guy that got invited on the ship to do. To document the tour, which was 5 weeks out in the Pacific, looking for illegal fishing vessels. And that was quite the experience. So I went more on the – I got the camera. I actually had an older camera, the Rebel, the base model Rebel, but it didn't do video. So I upgraded at that point to have video. And then I bought a few lenses at that time as well. But you're right, 2012 is the year.
So you have the T3i. What do you have for lenses?
All right, so I bought a 50 mil Canon, the cheaper one of the Canon, which is 1.4?
No.
1.2? No.
No. Should I tell you, or do you want to keep guessing?
Yeah, 1.9. 1.8. Yeah, right. There you go. Yes, it does. 1.2 costs a fair bit more, I believe.
yeah, at least twice as much. Or 10 times, actually.
10 times,
yeah. No, more than that even. I think it's even more than that. I don't know what they cost anymore. Probably 20. It's around 20.
It turns out on the ship tour that I was on in 2012, they hired an award-winning photographer that does work for National Geographic, the whole bit, and he won Photojournalist of the Year in 2009, I think it was.
Okay.
So he had about 20 lenses to choose from, and he was very generous and was letting me play. He taught me a fair bit.
Nice.
Cool. So anyway,
did he tell you F8 and be there?
No, but you did.
Oh, okay.
It's one that sticks with me. So that, and I bought a Tokina lens for video, which was
like a wide angle zoom, right?
Yeah, 11-17, I think it is.
Could be that, or the 10-22, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Point is, it's a wide zoom that when you're taking pictures of your son, you're not going to use.
Okay,
it's not going to come. It comes in handy for a lot of stuff, but that's not one of them.
That's right. Okay, yeah. I figured that would be the case.
Yeah, the 50 is kind of your wheelhouse for what you want to do. And if you this show isn't going to be about a camera upgrade, because I don't think you need it for what you're talking about. But very shortly, those are your only two lenses, correct?
That's correct.
So in the
Yes, that's right. Because I thought it came with that standard lens from Canon, but it didn't. I just bought the base. Yeah.
Right. And either way, if you have a 50mm, you don't really need that 18-55. That's not gonna help you.
Okay.
No. So I mean, looking down the road, you're probably gonna want to invest in another lens, or maybe upgrade the camera body. Although my recommendations will be. Upgrade the camera body, but you'll lose video, because I'll tell you to buy an old full frame. Would be my suggestion. That doesn't have video. So if you want video, keep that one.
Right.
So okay. We'll talk about that upgrade later. But now you asked about portraits, and you said, what should I do to take a good portrait of my son?
Yeah, and I was thinking in terms of, I wasn't even thinking gear. I was thinking angle.
Right.
All the tricky stuff, like where do you lay them down? Do you sit them up?
We'll get to that part.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, if you want to take a really nice portrait of a son, you have everything you need. You have the 50mm lens, you have the camera body, and I'm guessing your house has a window.
Correct.
Great. So you're going to get window light. Now, that's really all you need. However, to make your life easier in the long run, and you're going to get a lot out of this, you definitely want to invest in a flash. You don't have a flash, correct?
I don't.
We don't count the pop-up flash on the camera, because that's a piece of garbage.
Right, I think it does have that, but I've never used it.
Yeah, good for you. That's good, because it really is, it's pretty much pointless. You're better off spending a couple bucks, spending the money your mom dropped off, on a flash setup. That's gotcha. Where I would go, because you don't have any flash at all. Now is the time. It's gonna come up. Generally, when I give people advice who have bought a DSLR and the with the kit lens, and they say, what should I buy first? Should I buy a flash or a prime lens? And I always say, buy the 50. That's the advice I gave you a few years ago.
Yes, you did.
Buy that 50. You're gonna get a lot of use out of it, and then eventually, you're gonna want to get a flash though, because. They're awesome. I like to be an available light kind of guy, and I really do strive to be an available light photographer if there's nice available light.
Yeah, even the window light here, it's limiting because it's from the deck. You don't get good bright light. But I'm all up for a flash, because the nice thing about having a kid is it gets you back into wanting to take photos.
Yep.
So I'm up for the investment and using him as my project for the next while.
We're back now. Okay, challenge for next week.
Are we doing part two of that interview? Because I thought it was terrible. Yeah, I thought the shadows were way too contrasty on his neck.
All right. Okay, one of us has big boy pants.
If I have an account, can I vote no to part two 16 times?
I'd be interested to know if you even know what we're talking about. If you can somehow send an email to me, I would be thrilled.
To know what my complaints are?
Yeah. If I get something via carrier pigeon, forget it.
All right. What's the photo challenge for next?
I don't know. Do you?
I'm going to say...
Do you have snow right now?
Very little. We have ice on a few places.
Okay, I was hoping we could do a snow photo, because we have snow, but I don't want to just make that the...
Yeah, we don't have enough right now, but there's a little bit of snow coming in the forecast, so we might get some. I can... You said it's illegal for me to pull a photo, because I haven't edited the Vernon photos, so I could edit those, and then
that's
I'd find...
That's too far back. If it was a couple days ago, you'd be fine.
Oh, gosh.
But you're not. No, it's... How about this? I'm going to issue the challenge, is a snow photo...
Okay.
With the caveat that the backup will just be winter. Okay. Because we have snow right now. We'll have snow tomorrow. I'll make a snow photo. I can do this. I'm not going to put you in a corner like that. If you can make it happen, done. If not, we call an audible, and at the end, just winter.
Okay.
But it should be snow. If you get snow, we want to shoot snow, because we'll talk about that.
Okay. I feel like this is the dice are loaded in your favor.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
The photo challenge could be sour grapes.
I could probably dig up a few of those.
I think so. Hashtag selfie. Okay, so there's that. Then the January challenge reminder. We're doing it on Instagram with the hashtag #2hosersmonthlychallenge. Again, we'll see if that works. But it's black and white.
Okay.
I've already shot what might be mine.
All right.
There you go. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca. And I did post those dance photos just as a heads up if everyone wants to go check those out. They're on a little dance page where you can see any of those five or six recent photos I posted of my daughter and her friend on the white background. And your stuff?
Find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find the links, photos, hashtags, everything you need, everything we talked about this week. And more, obviously. Back episodes. I highly recommend, at this time of year, I recommend checking back and maybe listening to our snow episode to find out some tips on how to shoot in the snow. It's going to come in really, really handy. So that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.